Stein was not active in the church, but he came to church two or three times a year with his parents. Later, he recalls that he was so impressed every time he came to church with the way Lasse met him, how he was welcomed, how Lasse showed interest for him when he was there. Lasse, one night after having been called as the seminary teacher, decided that he would call Stein's family and visit with them to extend an invitation. It was not an easy task to come and visit with the family because they lived so far away. He had to travel for about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, before he came to their house. When he arrived that night, he was welcomed into their dining room. In his own words, Stein says, "I was feeling a strong spirit." After a while, Lasse stopped and looked me in the eyes and said,
"Stein, vil du være med på seminaret?"
"Ja."
Stein explains that he was surprised by his positive reaction because he was so busy in his life at that time. And he later recalls and says, "I must have been under heavy influence by the Spirit." I particularly like this story because it emphasizes three important principles, I think. First of all, the principle of acting under the guidance of priesthood leaders who holds the keys. And Lasse did that when he wanted to reach out for the less active. Second, he went in faith and with courage. It was not easy for him to do what he was doing. And third, he literally went the extra mile. He had to travel for a long time to reach that one. And this story is particularly personal to me because that young 17-year-old boy, Stein, that is me. That night by the fireplace literally changed my whole life. I started to study the gospel. I learned and experienced the Spirit. I gained a testimony. I became active in the church. I decided that I wanted to go on a mission. I met my future wife, sweetheart. We later married in the temple and have four wonderful children. My two brothers became active and they also married in the temple. How grateful am I for what Lasse did? Words cannot express. I will be eternally grateful for what he did. We, as a family and individuals, have had the joy and the privilege of serving in the church all our lives throughout these 40 years and been blessed by that service. I don't think Lasse even imagined and could have an idea of the impact that he would have when he walked up to our house that night. Because of what one person did, many people's lives have been changed and richly blessed.